Martel at the Founders Roundtable, if China wins the AI race, they will export repressive technology worldwide. By Sean Moran on June 2, 2026. Breitbart News International editor Francis Martel said on Sunday during the Breitbart Founders Roundtable that if China wins the AI race, they will export repressive technology worldwide. Sunday's Breitbart Founders Roundtable titled, "The Invisible War: AI, China, and the Battle for Global Control," brought together China experts including Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer and Martel, as well as AI expert and Breitbart News social media director Winton Hall, hosted by Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. This was the latest in the regular series of the Founders Roundtable, which is held for middleweight and above members of the Breitbart Fight Club. The roundtables offer subscribers an opportunity to participate in the Breitbart community, engage with experts, leading political figures, administration officials, and ask questions. Those who wish to attend future roundtable events can click here for subscription details. During the roundtable event, Martel said that China's victory in AI means that they could export its repressive AI technology across the globe. She said, "What does it look like if China wins? And we know what it would look like inside China, right? It would be totalitarian, AI judges executing people for whatever dissident thought that they have. But it wouldn't be contained to just China. If we look at older technology, like things like surveillance cameras and like the Huawei tech that was used for facial recognition, all of that. Because of Belt and Road, we have those things in Venezuela. Like fingerprint biometric technology to repress people in Venezuela, which is a country so poor that people were eating garbage to survive between 2017 and 2021. We had those things in Ecuador. All over the world where there was demand for this repressive technology, China shared it. And so if they win that war because the people running this country think that they deserve it more than we do, then it's not just that it's going to be limited to China winning the war. It's going to be that they're going to export this technology everywhere. So even if you were rich enough to just flee the United States and say, oh, I just want to watch it all burn. I'm going to go to Peru, or Nigeria. Like, there's going to be Chinese AI repressive technology there if they win the war," she added. Past roundtable events have featured EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, and Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN. Audience members during Sunday's Founders Roundtable thoroughly enjoyed the event. "Great session. I'm English and see Breitbart as critical to global politics. Three you guys in code red," one Breitbart Fight Club member said. Learn more about the Breitbart Fight Club here.